The Negotiation Process: Practical Strategies for Resolving Conflict. By John W. Minton. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Negotiation Process: Practical Strategies for Resolving Conflict by John W. Minton is a comprehensive guide to the negotiation process. It provides an overview of the different types of negotiation, the strategies and tactics used in negotiations, and the techniques for successful negotiation. The book is divided into three parts. The first part provides an overview of the negotiation process, including the different types of negotiation, the strategies and tactics used in negotiations, and the techniques for successful negotiation. The second part focuses on the practical aspects of negotiation, such as the preparation of a negotiation plan, the use of negotiation tools, and the negotiation process itself. The third part provides a comprehensive guide to the negotiation process, including the different types of negotiation, the strategies and tactics used in negotiations, and the techniques for successful negotiation. The book begins by discussing the different types of negotiation, including distributive, integrative, and collaborative negotiation. It then provides an overview of the strategies and tactics used in negotiations, such as the use of power, the use of persuasion, and the use of negotiation tools. The book also provides an overview of the negotiation process, including the preparation of a negotiation plan, the use of negotiation tools, and the negotiation process itself. The book then provides a comprehensive guide to the negotiation process, including the different types of negotiation, the strategies and tactics used in negotiations, and the techniques for successful negotiation. It also provides an overview of the different types of negotiation, such as distributive, integrative, and collaborative negotiation. The book also provides an overview of the strategies and tactics used in negotiations, such as the use of power, the use of persuasion, and the use of negotiation tools. The book then provides a comprehensive guide to the negotiation process, including the different types of negotiation, the strategies and tactics used in negotiations, and the techniques for successful negotiation. It also provides an overview of the different types of negotiation, such as distributive, integrative, and collaborative negotiation. The book also provides an overview of the strategies and tactics used in negotiations, such as the use of power, the use of persuasion, and the use of negotiation tools. Finally, the book provides an overview of the negotiation process, including the preparation of a negotiation plan, the use of negotiation tools, and the negotiation process itself. The Negotiation Process: Practical Strategies for Resolving Conflict by John W. Minton is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in the negotiation process. It provides an overview of the different types of negotiation, the strategies and tactics used in negotiations, and the techniques for successful negotiation. The book is an essential guide for anyone looking to improve their negotiation skills and achieve successful outcomes. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Understand the conflict. Before attempting to resolve a conflict, it is important to understand the underlying issues and the interests of all parties involved. This will help to identify potential solutions that are acceptable to all parties. Main idea number two. Establish a positive relationship. Establishing a positive relationship between the parties involved is essential for successful negotiation. This can be done by creating an atmosphere of trust and respect, and by focusing on common interests. Main idea number three. Identify potential solutions. Identify potential solutions that are acceptable to all parties. This can be done by brainstorming, exploring different options, and considering the interests of all parties. Main idea number 4. Develop a negotiation strategy. Develop a negotiation strategy that takes into account the interests of all parties and the potential solutions that have been identified. This strategy should be flexible and should be adjusted as needed. Main idea number 5. Prepare for negotiation. Prepare for negotiation by gathering information, researching the issues, and understanding the interests of all parties. This will help to ensure that the negotiation process is successful. Main idea number 6. Set the ground rules. Set the ground rules for the negotiation process. This includes establishing the agenda, setting the time frame, and determining the roles of each party. Main idea number 7. Negotiate. Negotiate in a way that is respectful and constructive. This includes listening to the other party, expressing your own interests, and exploring potential solutions. Main idea number 8. Reach an agreement. Reach an agreement that is acceptable to all parties. This should be done in a way that is fair and equitable, and that takes into account the interests of all parties. Main idea number 9. Implement the agreement. Implement the agreement in a way that is consistent with the interests of all parties. This includes ensuring that the agreement is followed and that any disputes are resolved in a timely manner. Main idea number 10. Monitor the agreement. Monitor the agreement to ensure that it is being followed and that any disputes are resolved in a timely manner. Main idea number 11. Resolve disputes. Resolve disputes in a way that is fair and equitable. This includes using mediation, arbitration, or other dispute resolution methods. Main idea number 12. Use power strategically. Use power strategically in the negotiation process. This includes understanding the power dynamics between the parties and using power in a way that is constructive and respectful. Main idea number 13. Manage emotions. Manage emotions in the negotiation process. This includes understanding the emotions of all parties and using techniques such as active listening to help manage emotions. Main idea number 14. Use creative problem solving. Use creative problem solving techniques to identify potential solutions that are acceptable to all parties. This includes brainstorming, exploring different options, and considering the interests of all parties. Main idea number 15. Use interest-based negotiation. Use interest-based negotiation to identify potential solutions that are acceptable to all parties. This includes focusing on the interests of all parties and exploring different options. Main idea number 16. Use win-win negotiation. Use win-win negotiation to identify potential solutions that are acceptable to all parties. This includes focusing on common interests and exploring different options. Main idea number 17. Use collaborative negotiation. Use collaborative negotiation to identify potential solutions that are acceptable to all parties. This includes working together to identify solutions and exploring different options. Main idea number 18. Use negotiation tactics. Use negotiation tactics to gain an advantage in the negotiation process. This includes understanding the interests of all parties and using tactics such as making concessions and using deadlines. Main idea number 19. Use negotiation styles. Use negotiation styles to gain an advantage in the negotiation process. This includes understanding the interests of all parties and using styles such as distributive bargaining and integrative bargaining. Main idea number 20. Use negotiation techniques. Use negotiation techniques to gain an advantage in the negotiation process. This includes understanding the interests of all parties and using techniques such as active listening and reframing. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Understanding the conflict is the first step in resolving it. It is important to identify the underlying issues and the interests of all parties involved. This will help to identify potential solutions that are acceptable to all parties. It is also important to understand the dynamics of the conflict, such as the power dynamics between the parties, the history of the conflict, and the emotions involved. This will help to identify strategies for resolving the conflict that are tailored to the specific situation. When attempting to understand the conflict, it is important to listen to all parties involved and to ask questions to gain a better understanding of the situation. It is also important to be open-minded and to consider different perspectives. This will help to identify potential solutions that are acceptable to all parties. It is also important to be aware of any cultural or social norms that may be influencing the conflict. Once the underlying issues and interests of all parties have been identified, it is important to brainstorm potential solutions. This will help to identify potential solutions that are acceptable to all parties. It is also important to consider the interests of all parties and to ensure that any potential solutions are fair and equitable. This will help to ensure that all parties are satisfied with the outcome. Main idea number 2. Establishing a positive relationship between the parties involved in a negotiation is essential for successful outcomes. This can be done by creating an atmosphere of trust and respect, and by focusing on common interests. It is important to be open and honest with each other, and to listen to each other's perspectives. It is also important to be patient and understanding, and to be willing to compromise. By doing this, both parties can come to an agreement that is beneficial to both sides. Additionally, it is important to be aware of the other party's needs and interests, and to be willing to make concessions in order to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. By taking the time to build a positive relationship, both parties can come to a successful resolution. Main idea number 3. Identifying potential solutions to a conflict can be a difficult process, but it is essential for resolving the conflict. Brainstorming is a great way to start the process, as it allows all parties to come up with ideas without judgment. It is important to explore different options and consider the interests of all parties. This can be done by asking questions such as, what would be the best outcome for everyone involved, and what are the potential solutions that would be acceptable to all parties. Once potential solutions have been identified, it is important to evaluate them to determine which one is the best fit for the situation. This can be done by considering the pros and cons of each solution and determining which one is the most beneficial for all parties involved. Once potential solutions have been identified, it is important to discuss them with all parties involved. This can be done by having a meeting or discussion where all parties can voice their opinions and concerns. It is important to listen to all parties and take their interests into consideration. This can help to ensure that the solution that is chosen is acceptable to all parties. It is also important to be open to compromise and to be willing to make concessions if necessary. This can help to ensure that the solution is one that all parties can agree on. Once a potential solution has been identified and discussed, it is important to create an agreement that outlines the terms of the solution. This agreement should be clear and concise and should include all of the details of the solution. It is important to ensure that all parties understand the agreement and are in agreement with it. Once the agreement has been created, it is important to follow through with it and ensure that all parties are abiding by the terms of the agreement. This can help to ensure that the conflict is resolved in a satisfactory manner. Main idea number 4. When developing a negotiation strategy, it is important to consider the interests of all parties involved. This means understanding the needs and wants of each party, as well as the potential solutions that have been identified. It is also important to be flexible and adjust the strategy as needed. The first step in developing a negotiation strategy is to identify the interests of all parties. This includes understanding the needs and wants of each party, as well as the potential solutions that have been identified. Once the interests of all parties have been identified, the next step is to develop a plan of action. This plan should include the steps that need to be taken in order to reach a successful outcome. The plan should also include a timeline for when each step should be taken. This timeline should be flexible and should be adjusted as needed. Additionally, the plan should include a strategy for how to handle any potential obstacles that may arise. This could include strategies for how to handle disagreements or how to handle difficult conversations. Once the plan has been developed, it is important to communicate it to all parties involved. This will ensure that everyone is on the same page and that everyone understands the strategy. Additionally, it is important to be open to feedback and to adjust the strategy as needed. Developing a negotiation strategy is an important part of the negotiation process. It is important to take the time to understand the interests of all parties involved and to develop a plan of action that takes into account the potential solutions that have been identified. Additionally, it is important to be flexible and to adjust the strategy as needed. Main idea number 5. Preparing for negotiation is essential for a successful outcome. Gathering information, researching the issues, and understanding the interests of all parties involved are key steps in the process. Knowing the facts and understanding the interests of the other party will help you to develop a strategy that will be beneficial to both sides. Additionally, it is important to consider the potential outcomes of the negotiation and to be prepared to adjust your strategy if necessary. It is also important to consider the other party's perspective and to be aware of any potential biases or preconceived notions that may be influencing the negotiation. Being aware of these potential issues can help you to better understand the other party's interests and to develop a strategy that is mutually beneficial. Additionally, it is important to be aware of any potential power dynamics that may be at play in the negotiation. Understanding the power dynamics can help you to better understand the interests of the other party and to develop a strategy that is beneficial to both sides. Finally, it is important to be prepared to compromise and to be willing to make concessions if necessary. Being prepared to compromise and to make concessions can help to ensure that the negotiation process is successful and that both parties are satisfied with the outcome. Main idea number 6. Setting the ground rules for a negotiation is an important step in the process. It helps to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a fair and orderly manner, and that all parties involved are aware of the expectations and parameters of the negotiation. Ground rules should be established before the negotiation begins, and should be agreed upon by all parties. The agenda should be established first, and should include the topics to be discussed and the order in which they will be discussed. This will help to ensure that all parties are on the same page and that the negotiation is focused and efficient. The time frame should also be established, so that all parties know how much time they have to reach an agreement. Finally, the roles of each party should be determined. This will help to ensure that each party is clear on their responsibilities and expectations during the negotiation. By setting the ground rules for the negotiation process, all parties involved can be sure that the negotiation will be conducted in a fair and orderly manner. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is productive and that all parties are able to reach an agreement that is beneficial to all. Main idea number 7. Negotiating is an important skill to have in any situation where two or more parties are trying to reach an agreement. It is important to approach negotiations with respect and a constructive attitude. This means listening to the other party, understanding their interests, and exploring potential solutions that could benefit both parties. It is also important to be open to compromise and to be willing to make concessions in order to reach an agreement. Negotiations should be conducted in a way that is respectful and professional, and all parties should be willing to work together to find a solution that is mutually beneficial. When negotiating, it is important to be clear and direct about your interests and goals. You should also be prepared to explain why you are asking for certain things and why you think they are important. It is also important to be open to the other party's ideas and to be willing to consider their interests as well. Negotiations should be conducted in a way that is respectful and constructive, and all parties should be willing to work together to find a solution that is mutually beneficial. Negotiations can be a difficult process, but with the right attitude and approach, it can be a successful one. By listening to the other party, expressing your own interests, and exploring potential solutions, you can reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. Negotiations should be conducted in a way that is respectful and constructive, and all parties should be willing to work together to find a solution that is mutually beneficial. Main idea number 8. Reaching an agreement is an important part of the negotiation process. It is important to ensure that all parties involved are satisfied with the outcome of the negotiation. This means that all parties should have a chance to express their interests and concerns, and that all parties should be willing to compromise in order to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. It is also important to ensure that the agreement is fair and equitable, taking into account the interests of all parties. This can be done by considering the interests of each party, and by finding a solution that is acceptable to all parties. It is also important to ensure that the agreement is legally binding, so that all parties are held accountable for their commitments. Finally, it is important to ensure that the agreement is clear and concise, so that all parties understand the terms of the agreement and can abide by them. Main idea number 9. Implementing an agreement is an important step in the negotiation process. It is essential to ensure that all parties are satisfied with the outcome and that the agreement is followed. This can be done by clearly outlining the terms of the agreement and making sure that all parties understand and agree to them. Additionally, it is important to establish a system for resolving any disputes that may arise. This could include setting up a dispute resolution process, such as mediation or arbitration, or establishing a timeline for resolving any issues. Finally, it is important to ensure that all parties are held accountable for their commitments and that any changes to the agreement are agreed upon by all parties. In order to ensure that the agreement is implemented in a way that is consistent with the interests of all parties, it is important to have a clear understanding of the agreement and to communicate any changes or updates to all parties. Additionally, it is important to have a system in place for resolving any disputes that may arise. This could include setting up a dispute resolution process, such as mediation or arbitration, or establishing a timeline for resolving any issues. Finally, it is important to ensure that all parties are held accountable for their commitments and that any changes to the agreement are agreed upon by all parties. Main idea number 10. Monitoring the agreement is an important part of the negotiation process. It is important to ensure that all parties are following the agreement and that any disputes are resolved in a timely manner. This can be done by setting up regular meetings to review the agreement and discuss any issues that may have arisen. It is also important to have a system in place to address any disputes that may arise. This could include mediation or arbitration, or other forms of dispute resolution. Additionally, it is important to have a system in place to ensure that any changes to the agreement are agreed upon by all parties. This could include a process for amending the agreement or a process for making changes to the agreement. Monitoring the agreement is also important to ensure that all parties are held accountable for their actions. This could include having a system in place to track any violations of the agreement and to ensure that any penalties or sanctions are enforced. Additionally, it is important to have a system in place to ensure that any disputes are resolved in a timely manner. This could include having a process for resolving disputes quickly and efficiently. Monitoring the agreement is an important part of the negotiation process and is essential to ensure that all parties are held accountable and that any disputes are resolved in a timely manner. It is important to have a system in place to review the agreement and to address any disputes that may arise. Additionally, it is important to have a system in place to ensure that any changes to the agreement are agreed upon by all parties. Main idea number 11. Resolving disputes in a fair and equitable manner is essential for maintaining healthy relationships and avoiding costly legal battles. Mediation, arbitration, and other dispute resolution methods can be used to help parties come to an agreement without resorting to litigation. Mediation is a process in which a neutral third party helps the parties to a dispute to reach a mutually acceptable agreement. The mediator does not make a decision, but rather facilitates communication between the parties and helps them to identify areas of agreement and disagreement. Arbitration is a process in which a neutral third party hears both sides of the dispute and makes a binding decision. This decision is legally binding and can be enforced in court. Other dispute resolution methods include negotiation, collaborative law, and restorative justice. Each of these methods has its own advantages and disadvantages, and it is important to consider which method is best suited to the particular dispute. No matter which dispute resolution method is chosen, it is important to ensure that the process is fair and equitable. This means that both parties should have an opportunity to present their case and that the decision should be based on the facts and evidence presented. It is also important to ensure that the process is transparent and that both parties understand the process and the outcome. Finally, it is important to ensure that the process is respectful and that both parties are treated with dignity and respect. Main idea number 12. Using power strategically in the negotiation process is an important part of achieving successful outcomes. Power dynamics between the parties can be complex and can have a significant impact on the negotiation process. It is important to understand the power dynamics between the parties and use power in a way that is constructive and respectful. This means understanding the interests of each party and using power to help them reach their goals. It also means understanding the limits of power and not using it to coerce or manipulate the other party. Using power strategically also means understanding the different types of power available to the parties. This includes the power of persuasion, the power of information, the power of relationships, and the power of resources. Each of these types of power can be used to help the parties reach their goals. It is important to use power in a way that is respectful and that does not undermine the other party's interests. Finally, it is important to use power strategically in the negotiation process in order to create a win-win outcome. This means understanding the interests of both parties and using power to help them reach their goals. It also means understanding the limits of power and not using it to coerce or manipulate the other party. By using power strategically, the parties can create a mutually beneficial outcome that meets the interests of both parties. Main idea number 13. Managing emotions in the negotiation process is an important skill to have. It involves understanding the emotions of all parties involved and using techniques such as active listening to help manage emotions. Active listening involves listening to the other party without interruption and responding in a way that shows understanding and empathy. This can help to create a more positive atmosphere and can help to reduce tension and conflict. Additionally, it is important to be aware of your own emotions and to be able to recognize when they are getting in the way of the negotiation process. Taking a step back and taking a few deep breaths can help to calm yourself and to refocus on the negotiation process. It is also important to be aware of the emotions of the other party and to be able to recognize when they are getting in the way of the negotiation process. This can be done by paying attention to body language and facial expressions. If the other party appears to be getting angry or frustrated, it is important to take a step back and to try to understand why they are feeling this way. This can help to de-escalate the situation and to create a more positive atmosphere. Additionally, it is important to be able to recognize when emotions are getting in the way of the negotiation process and to be able to take a step back and refocus on the negotiation process. Managing emotions in the negotiation process is an important skill to have and can help to create a more positive atmosphere and to reduce tension and conflict. It is important to be aware of your own emotions and to be able to recognize when they are getting in the way of the negotiation process. Additionally, it is important to be aware of the emotions of the other party and to be able to recognize when they are getting in the way of the negotiation process. By using techniques such as active listening and being aware of body language and facial expressions, it is possible to manage emotions in the negotiation process and to create a more positive atmosphere. Main idea number 14. Creative problem solving is an important tool for resolving conflicts. It involves looking at the situation from different perspectives and exploring different options to find a solution that is acceptable to all parties. Brainstorming is a great way to generate ideas and explore potential solutions. It is important to consider the interests of all parties involved and to think outside the box to come up with creative solutions. Additionally, it is important to be open to different ideas and to be willing to compromise. By using creative problem-solving techniques, it is possible to find a solution that is beneficial to all parties involved. When using creative problem-solving, it is important to be patient and to take the time to explore all potential solutions. It is also important to be open to different ideas and to be willing to compromise. Additionally, it is important to be respectful of all parties involved and to listen to their concerns. By taking the time to explore different options and considering the interests of all parties, it is possible to find a solution that is acceptable to all parties. Creative problem solving is an effective tool for resolving conflicts. It involves looking at the situation from different perspectives and exploring different options to find a solution that is acceptable to all parties. By taking the time to brainstorm, explore different options, and consider the interests of all parties, it is possible to find a solution that is beneficial to all parties involved. Main idea number 15. Interest-based negotiation is a process of finding solutions to conflicts that are acceptable to all parties involved. It involves focusing on the interests of all parties and exploring different options to reach a mutually beneficial outcome. This type of negotiation is based on the idea that all parties have something to gain from the negotiation process, and that by focusing on the interests of all parties, a solution can be found that is beneficial to everyone. Interest-based negotiation requires the parties to be open to different solutions and to be willing to explore different options. It also requires the parties to be willing to compromise and to be flexible in their approach. This type of negotiation is often used in business and other negotiations, as it allows for a more creative approach to finding solutions. It also allows for a more collaborative approach, as all parties are working together to find a solution that works for everyone. Interest-based negotiation is a great way to resolve conflicts and to find solutions that are acceptable to all parties. It allows for a more creative approach to finding solutions and encourages collaboration between all parties. By focusing on the interests of all parties, a solution can be found that is beneficial to everyone. Main idea number 16. Win-win negotiation is a process of finding solutions that are acceptable to all parties involved. It involves focusing on common interests and exploring different options. This type of negotiation is based on the idea that both parties can benefit from the outcome of the negotiation. It is important to remember that win-win negotiation is not about one party winning and the other losing. Instead, it is about finding a solution that is beneficial to both parties. When engaging in win-win negotiation, it is important to be open to different ideas and solutions. It is also important to be willing to compromise and to be flexible. It is also important to be patient and to listen to the other party's point of view. By doing this, both parties can come to an agreement that is beneficial to both. Win-win negotiation is a great way to resolve conflicts and to come to an agreement that is beneficial to all parties involved. It is important to remember that win-win negotiation is not about one party winning and the other losing. Instead, it is about finding a solution that is beneficial to both parties. By engaging in win-win negotiation, both parties can come to an agreement that is beneficial to both. Main idea number 17. Collaborative negotiation is a process of negotiation that focuses on finding solutions that are acceptable to all parties. It involves working together to identify potential solutions and exploring different options. This type of negotiation is based on the idea that all parties have something to gain from the negotiation process, and that by working together, they can find a solution that is beneficial to everyone. Collaborative negotiation also encourages open communication and mutual respect, which can help to build trust and understanding between the parties. In collaborative negotiation, the parties work together to identify potential solutions that are acceptable to all. This involves exploring different options and considering the interests of all parties. The parties should also be willing to compromise and make concessions in order to reach an agreement. This type of negotiation can be beneficial because it allows the parties to come to an agreement that is mutually beneficial and that all parties can live with. Collaborative negotiation can be a useful tool for resolving conflicts and reaching agreements. It encourages open communication and mutual respect, which can help to build trust and understanding between the parties. It also allows the parties to explore different options and come to an agreement that is beneficial to all. By using collaborative negotiation, parties can find solutions that are acceptable to all and that can help to resolve conflicts in a positive and productive manner. Main idea number 18. Negotiation tactics are an important part of the negotiation process. They can be used to gain an advantage in the negotiation process by understanding the interests of all parties involved. Tactics such as making concessions and using deadlines can be used to gain an advantage. When making concessions, it is important to understand the interests of the other party and to make concessions that are beneficial to both parties. This can help to create a win-win situation where both parties are satisfied with the outcome. Additionally, using deadlines can help to create a sense of urgency and can help to move the negotiation process forward. Negotiation tactics can be a powerful tool in the negotiation process. By understanding the interests of all parties involved and using tactics such as making concessions and using deadlines, it is possible to gain an advantage in the negotiation process. Main idea number 19. Negotiation styles are an important tool for gaining an advantage in the negotiation process. Different styles can be used to achieve different outcomes, depending on the interests of the parties involved. Distributive bargaining is a style of negotiation that focuses on the division of a fixed amount of resources, such as money or time. This style of negotiation is often used when the parties involved have different interests and are looking to maximize their own gains. Integrative bargaining is a style of negotiation that focuses on finding a mutually beneficial solution. This style of negotiation is often used when the parties involved have similar interests and are looking to find a solution that works for both of them. Understanding the interests of all parties involved in the negotiation process is essential for successful negotiations. By understanding the interests of all parties, it is possible to tailor the negotiation style to the situation and maximize the chances of a successful outcome. Additionally, it is important to be aware of the different negotiation styles and how they can be used to gain an advantage in the negotiation process. By using the right negotiation style, it is possible to gain an advantage and achieve a successful outcome. Main idea number 20. Negotiation techniques are essential for gaining an advantage in the negotiation process. By understanding the interests of all parties involved, it is possible to create a win-win situation for everyone. Active listening is an important technique to use in negotiations, as it allows all parties to understand each other's perspectives and interests. Reframing is another technique that can be used to help parties reach an agreement. Reframing involves changing the way a problem is viewed, which can help parties to find common ground and reach a mutually beneficial agreement. In addition to active listening and reframing, other negotiation techniques can be used to gain an advantage in the negotiation process. These include using persuasive language, making concessions, and using creative problem solving. By understanding the interests of all parties involved, it is possible to create a win-win situation for everyone. Negotiation techniques can also be used to create a sense of urgency, which can help to move the negotiation process forward. Negotiation techniques are essential for gaining an advantage in the negotiation process. By understanding the interests of all parties involved, it is possible to create a win-win situation for everyone. By using active listening, reframing, persuasive language, making concessions, and using creative problem solving, it is possible to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Negotiation techniques can also be used to create a sense of urgency, which can help to move the negotiation process forward. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.